News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
More than 450 persons are expected to receive employment on completion of the $20 million total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller broke ground for construction Wednesday. This is the first major infrastructure under the National Logistics Hub Initiative. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the project marks the beginning of a new future for Kingston.
The development of the logistics facilities at the port of Kingston is part of the broader strategy aimed at establishing Jamaica as the premier transshipment hub of the Americas in the post-Panama expansion era. The Panama Canal expansion project is expected to increase the volume of cargo passing near our shores. This expansion is now well underway and has become one of the most critical factors impacting and shaping the development of the shipping industry today.
Jamaica's Global Logistics Hub Initiative, a core plank of the government's economic growth strategy, seeks to drive investment and create sustainable employment over the long term. And Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says her administration remains committed to removing the impediments to growth, one of which is the high cost of energy. She reiterated that by 2030, Jamaica would have at least 20% of the country's energy mix coming from renewable sources.
So far, we have concluded contracts for a supply of 78 megawatts of electricity from wind and solar. In respect of hydropower, feasibility study on 5 sites have been completed and 6 more to be done.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at the opening ceremony of the 2014 High-Level Caribbean Forum in Montego Bay Thursday. Quick response teams are to be formed as part of the government's response mechanism to protect the country from any threat of the deadly Ebola virus. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting says the quick response teams will be based at Upark Camp and will comprise members of the Jamaica Defence Force, JDF. The teams will support public education efforts and partner engagement activities of the Ministry of Health.
The JDF has the track record, both in terms of experience and capacity, to provide leadership in disaster preparedness and relief, and will support the Ministry of Health in mounting a robust response to the threat of Ebola.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting speaking in Parliament Tuesday. Operators of funeral establishments and mortuaries have been briefed about proper procedures for handling and disposing bodies, including those of persons who died from infectious diseases. The government supplied booklets to operators during a ceremony at the Ministry of Health Tuesday. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the guidelines seek to establish standards and universal precautions for managing mortuary operations.
We want to ensure that the accepted standards are being utilized to prevent any kind of transmission of infections. The purpose of the guidelines really is to formalize the system and ensure that all operators are aware of the protocols, as well as the advice that should be given to family members and others involved in burials to reduce their exposure to infectious diseases.
The guidelines were drafted in consultation with stakeholders from the funeral parlor industry. And Junior Local Government and Community Development Minister Colin Fagan is appealing to persons to refrain from making prank calls to the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB. He says the agency continues to be affected by the practice, which often results in a waste of time and resources.
The Fire Brigade is operating in the context where over 100 people lose their homes to fire every month. Prank calling is a dangerous practice, and I'm calling on every Jamaican to cooperate in the effort to make prank calls a thing of the past.
Minister Fagan was speaking Thursday at the launch of Local Government and Community Month to be observed November under the theme Serving People, Empowering Communities. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.